This is Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Fishers of Men video broadcast. And it's good to be here today, and it's good. I want to thank you all for tuning in, for those who will be tuning in today. And tonight, I'm going to be starting, this is going to be the start of Revival Week. And actually, my home church is actually having Revival Week this week. And I thought maybe it'd be a good idea to maybe have Revival Week this week as well for my videos. Unfortunately, I probably missed the services, which it kind of bums me out because I like being in church. But I'm going to preach, and I'm going to preach this week about revival. And we're going to be getting into, we're actually going to be getting into the book of Jonah. And this is going to be the title of the message. Now, I had to redo the video because the video was cutting in and out too much, and I don't know how much of it was cutting in and out. So I'm going to redo it because I don't want any screw ups with this. So please pray for this video. Pray for me. Pray that God will have His way and will with this video. And we're going to just go ahead and get into it. And by the way, I do have some prayer requests. Before we begin, I do have prayer requests, okay? Now, I want you guys to continue to pray for Brother Joey. Brother Joey is having some back pain. So, there's always pain that's coming to him. So, please pray for him. I also have a friend, and I got permission to bring this forth to everybody. Got a friend named Steve. Okay, he's a good man. I've been friends with him for a while. I would be friends with him for almost 5 years. Coming up in March. But he's going through some stuff right now. I'm not in the luxury to disclose what he's going through, but he has an unspoken prayer request. So please pray for Steve, okay? Please pray let's all pray for each other, amen? Please pray for me, my family, pray for these videos, pray for, Brother Joey, Brother Steve, and so just pray for those, pray for our nation, and, we need to keep each other in prayer, but we also need to keep our nation in prayer, amen? Because if there's anything that this nation needs, is the nation needs revival. Amen. And so this week, I'm going to be talking about revival. And tonight, I'm going to be talking about revival for God's people. And that's probably going to be a better message, a better title for the message. Because I'm going to be talking about Jonah primarily. But I'm also going to be getting into, Peter. And I'm going to show you kind of how these two men had a revival. And I got to say this. Before we can have revival in this nation, revival needs to begin with God's people. Because I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of probably well-meaning Christians that probably are ignorantly doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And they need to repent of their sin. And churches need to repent of their sin. And churches need to get right with God, and God's people need to get right with God. And how do we do that? It is by repenting of our sins on a daily basis. We all have to do it. I have to do it. You have to do it. We all have to do it. Okay? And so we're going to be talking tonight about revival with God's people, and tomorrow we're going to be talking about revival to the non-believer. Okay? Those who don't know from their right hand to their left. And then we're just going to take this week to talk about revival, because I'd like to just take this week to talk about revival, and because we need it. Amen? We do need it. So, with that said, let's go ahead and let's dive into it, okay? So, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. And it says this. Before I begin reading, we're going to be going through Jonah's chapter 1, 2, and a little bit of 3. Okay, so it's a short book. It has four chapters, but we're going to be taking a large chunk of the whole book of Jonah, and we're going to talk about it. Okay, so let's begin. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it." Now, what does it mean to cry against something? Well, God has a message for Nineveh, and God wants his servant, Jonah, to go and deliver that message and preach a message of repentance to Nineveh. That's what that means, okay? So, "For their wickedness is come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Okay? Now listen. God had a message that needed to be delivered to Nineveh. And he was going to use his servant Jonah to do so. But Jonah flat out rebelled against God and took a ship the other way. Okay? He fled. He disobeyed God. Okay? Now, how many of you that are watching find yourself in a situation where God wants you to do something and yet you didn't want to do it? You wanted to flee the other way and go the other way and have actually done it. I know there are probably times in my life I've done that. There are probably times in all believers' lives that we've had done that in some way, shape, or form. And we're not supposed to do that. Okay? But Jonah, he went the other way. He didn't obey. He disobeyed. Okay? "Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep." Okay? So we see. And by the way, don't ever think that your sin cannot affect other people. Because it does. You know why? Because God's word says it does. Your transgressions and your sins will affect others without you even knowing about it. You know what happened to Jonah's rebellion? You know what he did? Okay, so Jonah was rebellious. Okay? Jonah was rebellious and he disobeyed God. You know what the cost of his disobedience was? He put everybody on that ship at risk of dying because there was such a tempest that ship could have been broken. He put everybody at risk because of his sin. How much more will your sin and my sin affect others? How much more will my sin, your sin, and all the transgressions we have affect others? Even our loved ones without even realizing it does. Your sins, let's not be foolish into thinking that because we sin it won't affect others. Let's take that foolish thinking out. Don't ever think that your sins will not harm another person, because it can and it will. Whether physically or spiritually. Amen? Now, continuing on. "So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise. Call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said, every one to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord. I fear the Lord God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, and he had told them. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you, for I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Now listen, Jonah disobeyed God. He did not comply with, he was not in compliance with what God wanted him to do. He didn't comply. Okay? And because of it, now there's consequences to his actions. But let me tell you something. Jonah knew that what he did was wrong, because he said that it's because of me that this tempest is upon you. And he said, throw me over, that the sea might be calm. So Jonah knew that what he did was wrong, and he was in the wrong for disobeying God. I'm going to tell you something. When you disobey God, okay, when you disobey God, there are consequences to your actions, and those consequences affect others, and they can affect, and they will affect you. Okay? But God will make all things work together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Okay? We see that with Jonah. Okay? Listen. God, if you do something wrong, God's going to take the rod at you and whip the fire out of you so that you might repent. So that you might realize that what you did was wrong. There's even times where he may not even chasten you, and when you fall short and you sin, you know that you've done wrong. But still, there are consequences to your actions. There's consequences to my actions. There's a consequence to every action that you make, say, or do. Amen? Let's continue on. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. You know what's interesting? As a result of Jonah's disobedience and the consequences that affected the mariners, those mariners cried out to God. What does God say in his word? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And those mariners cried upon the name of the Lord, didn't they? Those mariners cried upon the Lord, and the Lord saved them. Amen? And by the way, I believe that these mariners probably may have believed, because we'll read what it says. Okay? So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. That was an answer to those mariners' prayers. And that was a fulfillment to what Jonah said. Okay? So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly. They feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. See, I believe that these mariners, they eventually got saved. They got saved. And it's interesting, as a result of Jonah's disobedience and the consequences, those mariners got saved. I bet those mariners got saved. And therefore, isn't your Bible right? God makes all things work together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. Amen. Now, here's where God's grace and mercy comes in. Okay? Jonah chapter 2, verse 1. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God. Actually, hang on a second. Let's back up. Jonah chapter 1, verse 17, it says, Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. God had prepared a fish. Amen. God knew that Jonah sinned against the Lord by rebelling against Him. God prepared a fish to swallow Jonah. You know what God did to that fish? See, Jonah went the other way. God used that fish to get Jonah back on track again. Even though there was consequences, God still made He made that fish a good thing for Jonah. Why? Because that fish brought Jonah back on course to Nineveh. And eventually, Jonah repented of his sin. Okay? Well, let's continue on. Okay? Now, Jonah chapter 2, verse 1. Okay? Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and He heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and Thou hearest my voice. For Thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All Thy billows and all Thy waves passed over me. Then said I am cast out of Thine sight, yet I will look again toward Thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. And I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee. In thine holy temple, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Listen, okay. Let's continue on, okay? In Jonah chapter 3, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came on Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, the great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Okay? So, we're going to stop right there. I'm going to explain some things, and we're going to go on to take a look at Peter. Okay? Jonah disobeyed God. Okay? Jonah, the first time the word of the Lord came to him, Jonah disobeyed and rebelled. And because of his rebellion, it affected the mariners, which in turn, the mariners got saved because they were in a situation that wasn't good. Okay? But Jonah was cast over in a large fish in which the Lord prepared had swallowed Jonah, and God used that fish to bring Jonah back on course again. Let me tell you something. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will always be with you, even unto the end of the world. You want to know something? Even when Jonah disobeyed, God was with him. God didn't forsake him. God was with him. God was with him all the way through. And God took all these negative circumstances. And by the way, here's the thing. Jonah, I guess, as you will, shot himself in the foot, metaphorically speaking. He sinned against the Lord. And God took that and used it for the good to bring Jonah back on course again. And God spoke to him a second time and said, Jonah, I want you to go. I want you to go and preach to Nineveh. Okay? Now, Jonah had a self-revival. You know why? Because Jonah sinned against the Lord. His sin affected himself as well as all the others around him. Okay? His sin affected everybody else. Okay? He sinned against the Lord. Jonah knew that he sinned. Jonah knew himself that he did wrong. And you want to know something? He repented of that. He repented of his sin. And God brought him back on course again. How many of you here watching need a revival? And you know you sinned against the Lord and you know that you're wrong. Let me tell you something. There might be some unpleasant circumstances, but God will use those unpleasant circumstances to bring you back on course. Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And just as God had brought Jonah back on course again, he will also bring you back on course. And by the way, he did it with Peter. Okay? He did it with Peter. Okay? Turn with me to Matthew. Turn with me to the book of Matthew. We're going to go into the New Testament now. Okay? Turn with me to Matthew. And Peter said that he said to Jesus that he was willing, he was prepared and willing to die and give his life for him. And Jesus told Peter that he would deny him three times. Okay? So I want us to take a look in Matthew. Okay? Let's go to Matthew chapter 26, and let's start in verse 69, okay? Matthew 26, 69, okay? It says, Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and he said unto them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by him and said to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Let me tell you something. Peter he did something wrong. Okay? The wrong that he did was he denied Jesus three times. And he wept bitterly. He felt bad for what he did. He knew what he did was wrong because he remembered what Jesus told him. Let me tell you something. Peter fell. He fell short. Okay? He fell short. And he needed Peter. I don't want to say that Peter needed a revival, but in a certain area he did. Okay? Peter was born again. I mean, Peter believed. Okay? Peter believed. And he felt bad. He was weeping and bitterly. He was in tears. Okay? But you want to know something on how gracious our Lord is? Our God restored that fellowship with him. Peter repented. I believe Peter repented of his sin, and God and Jesus Christ restored that fellowship. And I'm going to tell you something. Is there an area of your life that you know that you've sinned and you deliberately rebelled? Is there an area of your life that needs revival? Because even God's people need revival. I believe that revival should begin with us. If we want revival in this nation, it should begin with us. Amen. Remember, judgment must first begin at the house of God. If it begin with us, how much more to them that don't believe? Okay? Now, turn with me to John. Okay, turn with me to the book of John. And I'm going to show you what Jesus did to restore that fellowship. And let us go to John chapter 21. Turn with me to John chapter 21, and let's start in verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. You see, listen. Peter, a disciple, denied the Lord three times. Peter repented of his sins, and he wept bitterly. He knew he did was wrong. But you want to know something? The Lord never forsaked Peter, because there was an angel that said, go tell the disciples and Peter that the Lord's risen. Okay? The disciples and Peter. Okay? The Lord did not forget Peter. As a matter of fact, the Lord restored that fellowship with Peter, and Peter went on and he preached, and because he was able to get right with the Lord, he went out and preached a message that got 3,000 people saved. Amen. Revival to a believer is repenting of your sins and restoring that fellowship with God. That is a revival for a believer. Amen. Now, listen, because this message is really focused on the believer, okay, I want to ask you guys something, okay? Is there anyone here that is a believer that's watching? You know you rebelled against God. You know that you sinned and fallen short. If this is you today, I just want to encourage you to get it right with the Lord. Keep short accounts. Okay? But I want to encourage you that if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, he who is faithful and just will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all our unrighteousness. If we sin, we have a mediator with the Father, and that is Jesus Christ. You guys, I want to encourage you that if you fall short and you sin, and you rebel like Jonah, okay, you rebel like how Jonah did, but God will never leave you nor forsake you. He will always be with you, and yes, there will be consequences. Okay, consider David sinned, okay, and as a result of that sin, okay, the child died because of that sin. You see, your sin will affect others. Amen. So I want to encourage you guys that if you know that you fell short and you sinned against the Lord, repent of your sins. Get right with God. Get your heart right with God. Okay, God loves you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And by the way, God will chasten you and correct you when you know when you're wrong. Amen. So, listen, I love you guys. Okay, I don't want you taking my word for things. Okay, I want you to take what I say and you match it with what the Bible says. Okay? If what I say doesn't match what this says, then let God be true and every man a liar. And if I'm wrong, then let God chasten me and correct me for what I said was wrong. And by the way, I will have to give an account of that. I will have to give an account for every word I say. Okay? But if I'm wrong, then let God chasten me and correct me and rebuke me. But if I'm right, then I pray that he will show you what I'm talking to you about. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. I hope you're having a great week so far. Please continue to pray for me. Pray for this ministry. Pray for these videos. Pray for my family. Please pray for Brother Steve through what he's going through. Please pray for those who watch these videos. Pray for, that God will just have his way and will. Pray for Brother Joey and his back. And just pray for him You know, pray for, you know, please, you know, keep all of this. Let's just keep each other in prayer. Amen. Let's pray for our nation. Let's pray for each other. Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. That's all I had for tonight. Okay, we talked about revival with God's people. Tomorrow we're gonna go back into Jonah and we're gonna read the rest of that, and I'm gonna show you the revival to what happens when we get right with God. What will happen then? And we're actually gonna take a look at Peter, at what he did, after the day of Pentecost. Amen. So stay tuned. God bless you. I love you guys. Please pray for the message for tomorrow. Pray for this week. And listen, I love you guys. God bless you. Till then, this is Pastor Brandon. I'm signing off for the evening. And you guys have a great night. And we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you guys. Love you. Bye.